Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the springs that turn from green to bad harvest honey.
It's the Farm Show, in a manner of speaking. Yes, the American Family Farmer on the air. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be along to bring you the news that connects family, farm, and food as we get started with each hour before we have our conversation with, in this case, we have Bobby Wilson, who's a consultant for the Wisconsin Farmers Union, talking about basically what you get out of the name Dairy Together. It's a movement to rebuild a viable dairy economy. So we'll have that conversation. I ask this question with that backdrop, the need for water. Dairy cows have to have water. I'm wondering out loud about what dairy cows are going to encounter, both in Colorado and in California, with news about water there this week. So my news focuses on what's going on in Colorado. I have the story of a particular farm in Tawawak, I believe that's how you pronounce it, Colorado. They have had enough for their crops. The water was flowing. It was great. And now the state of Colorado has taken 75% of their water away from them. Last year they lost a little of their water supply, but this year it's been cut because of below average mountain snowpack. I get that. I get that. Last year they had their water allocation cut by 10%. This year it's cut by 25%. So they got 7,600 acres of crops. And apparently 6,000 acres are weed infested because in dry land, weeds grow, nothing else does. So the fellow who runs this particular farm that we're talking about says that they've had water rights assigned to them. This is an Indian tribe, frankly, and they have a lot of crops that they're growing for themselves and for the citizens of Colorado. So those of you who are listening in Colorado, you probably have heard this story. The limited water supply on this particular farm is just an example of one farm of many. The water comes down a 40-mile canal from the McPhee Reservoir. When the land is fully planted, they employ 60 people. Most of them are tribal members. But now the fields are barren, and one wonders, never mind how they're feeding themselves, but the other places the food went, who's picking up the slack for that? Because this seems to be a problem all over Colorado. Now, add this to that. The California legislators are looking at changing the rule there. The first farms are in an area that is west of Sacramento, which is the capital of California, and the Base Hills that usually have water coming off of them. Farmers there have been growing organic apricots and vegetables and flowers. This one farm I'm looking at, they've been at it for 40 some odd years, but they need irrigation. They have a well, but the well has sucked up air because there's not enough water in the ground. So they need water. They put a pump in, and I guess they're trying to get some water out of it because they can get a little with the pump. But over the last 10 years, they have almonds and grapes also there. Not only her land, this woman that owns it, but also the land that's all around here. They're going to cut the water by nearly 70% because that's how much is used for water in this county. I just am beside myself thinking about how easy this is to fix. And then thinking that the California legislators and the people in Colorado, their first thing is to shut the water off to the farms. So what the heck do these people think the folks are going to eat that are around there, or the people that are growing in the California valleys in their best, most beautiful farmland? Farming is the number one commodity in California, with all the grapes and the wines and all of Driscoll and the fruits and all the vegetables that are packed and shipped all over the country. So they want to cut out 25 to 30%, if not more, in some cases 70% of the water used for agriculture. Are these people nuts? Think about it in terms of this massive water situation that we have is man-made. Are you telling me that they are not smart enough to figure out how to desalinate in California? They're not smart enough to fix rainwater holding tanks so they can use the water from the rain? They're not smart enough to figure out how, figure that without water there isn't going to be any farming, and without farming there isn't going to be any food. Where do you think the food's going to come from? I get that there's a lot of dry land, and there is a big problem. So the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, which was passed a couple of years ago, being implemented over the next 20 years or so, is supposed to cut groundwater withdrawal and stabilize water levels. You could do all of that, and by the way, the third thing is to put in pipelines. You all are complaining, a lot of people there complain about the oil pipelines and worried about the environment. You worried about the environment if we have a drought, we have no water, and the land just blows away as dust? What's that going to do to the environment? Come on. We need to have some leadership in California, Colorado, in our country in general. This is my comment after looking at these stories and seeing how frustrated you're going to ruin a whole economy in that state. Pipe the water in, desalinate it, and pipe it in. You got oil pipelines, get water pipelines. That would be, I'll just see more water. It's just amazing. It is, this past week, 6 million residents in Los Angeles were told that they have to stop using water. You know, they're wanting to cut water use by 35%. That's in the city. 70% in the towns where they're doing most of the growing. The drought, has been a problem there for the last 6 or 7 years. And it probably isn't going to... Los Angeles, hello, is a desert. And this area has 55 million people in it. So they need the water that comes from the Colorado River. Well, Colorado doesn't have enough water. So how are we going to get water into California from Colorado if they don't have enough in Colorado? Lake Mead is down. Lake Powell is down. Those are the tributaries for the Colorado River in Nevada. So here's another part of the story. Apparently, one of the bills that's going through the California legislature is a bill to buy out farmers. Buy agricultural land. They put aside $1.5 billion to buy senior water rights that allow farmers to take as much water as they need from the rivers and streams to grow their crops. So without water, a desert. With a desert, no crops and no food. All right, so there's some of the news. Very frustrating, isn't it, when you think about it? Here's something that will not frustrate you. My suggestion each time we meet for you to take care of yourself, and one of the ways to do it is make sure your weight is your body mass index, all that stuff, is at optimum levels. If you've been losing weight, men and women, here's a way to keep it off. And because it's Father's Day, there's a special from Calitrin, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. You can now get three jars, whatever. You can get the capsules. You can get the liquid. You can get the powder. So 3 months you pay for. The Father's Day deal is you get 2 months free. You get $20 off, and you get a free gift. So get that deal at toploss.com for Calitrin, toploss.com. Use the code Doug for free shipping.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you now to Bobby Wilson, who is the Government Relations Associate for the Wisconsin Farmers Union. You have been around, I'm guessing, or well, I shouldn't guess. I should ask you, are you a farm kid? Are you a lifelong farm person, Bobby?
No, I am not. I am actually a townie, as some of our members would refer to me. I grew up in a small city in a very agricultural county in Oregon, so exposed to farming, but I am not a farm kid. I grew up in town and was really drawn to agriculture in my early adult years.
So the Wisconsin Farmers Union, I belong to the National Farmers Union and the New England Farmers Union. You're a branch of that, are you not?
Correct. So we have National Farmers Union that works on federal policy based in D.C., and we have several, about 30-plus state farmers union organizations across the country.
So you worked as a farm manager in what aspect of farming?
I worked as a farm manager when I was in college. I took a little bit of time off to go work on a pretty small-scale direct market farm. I was a farm manager mostly focused on producing vegetables for farmers markets and milking goats.
How important is your education? And this is for people coming along, younger folks. Try to encourage people who are younger to get into farming. A lot of people who don't come from the farm are getting involved, as a lot of people who do come from the farm go away because they don't like the shape they've seen. They've grown up around it, and so they're going away. So we're encouraging other people, trying to get other people to get involved. And a lot of them have college degrees in various areas. Your college degree is in environmental studies. How does that help you be a better farmer?
Well, I think that that made me care about sort of the broad range of issues, environmental and social issues that are tied to our food system and tied to agriculture. So that was part of what piqued my interest. But for folks who are interested in getting involved in farming, you can do it either from an academic perspective or, you know, folks who are interested in doing farming firsthand, try an internship program, try the Worldwide Opportunities on Organic Farming program, which is what I did, and really learn from people who are already out there doing the work. If you're interested in apprenticing and getting into farming as a career.
Your focus now is on dairy. Certainly being in Wisconsin, that's a big dairy state like Vermont is here in New England and New York kind of used to be. So we're going to sort of zero in on that as we continue here on the American Family Farmer.
Ladies ladies and gentlemen, about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Focus on dairy because dairy farmers are getting it, having a more difficult time, I think, than anybody for a longer period of time. Bobby Wilson is here from Dairy Together. You can go to the website dairytogether.com. I want to talk about the state of dairy as it not only affects what's going on in Wisconsin, but here. And here, when I say here, I mean in New England, but this program is geared at helping farmers all around the country. I just happen to have my experience with cows, basically with Jerseys, the brown breeds. And in New England, I still raise Jersey heifers every year on my farm. And so I'm sympathetic because I milk cows for a long time and sold raw milk on my farm for quite a few years. But the government just made it almost impossible. Weather conditions, the reality that I'm a suburban farmer instead of a rural farmer, and all the pressures on the land, all kinds of stuff. I'm not complaining. I miss having cows to milk, frankly. And I think that's the case with so many people who have just given up because of, frankly, I lay the blame, not that it fixes the problem, but the blame goes back to the Bush administration when the Suiza family from Texas that controlled Dean Foods and Dairy Farmers of America got a lot of money for the George Bush election campaign. And so they were given a slot and an opportunity. The rules changed 8 or 10 months into the administration, and they now control about 75-80% of the fluid milk supply in the country. And the job of the last CEO was to make sure that they could buy, instead of $21 or $22 milk, get it down to $14, $15, $16. And he did. He got a $3 million bonus, and now farmers are going out of business left and right. I don't know where these people think they're going to get their milk, but are you dealing with that reality, Bobby, there in Wisconsin?
Yeah, we are certainly feeling the pain here in Wisconsin. Milk prices have been below cost of production for 5 years straight, and we're not seeing any signs of improvement. So here in Wisconsin, just in 2018 alone, we had 691 family dairy farms go out of business.
Yeah.
So clearly the pressure is mounting. Right now we're heading into spring planting. People are getting those spring operating loans. Some people are getting them, and others are really forced with some tough decisions right now. So I think you pinpointed a really important policy choice that happened that's had a huge effect on the situation. But I really see, you know, a history of just decades of bad farm policy that has told farmers, dairy farmers and all farmers across the board to produce as much as possible, as cheaply as possible to supply food for these global export markets. And it's just really decimated our farm economy, and a lot of farmers are not able to keep up.
No, and the pressure from developers because we don't have enough housing makes the land more valuable. I know my land is worth hundreds of thousands of dollars an acre. I could put 200 houses on it tomorrow and make millions of dollars. I've been fighting to save the farm for years and years and years, and finally I figured out a way to do it with the help of some other friends and family. But it's not, I mean, there are things we can do that are going to make the farm more viable here in New England. Growing hemp is one of the things to use our land on, but that still doesn't help. It helps the farmer survive and maybe in some circumstances thrive, but it doesn't speak to the issue of where we're going to get our milk and the quality of the milk as well. Look at the people that you know that are dairy farmers in Wisconsin. You know they have pride in what they do. You know that they know what they're doing, versus these guys that can't speak English that are milking cows with robots down in Texas and Arizona and California and New Mexico, and the stuff they're producing is crap. So, and it just, it's gotten to be crazy. It is. It's crazy. And the people using the product should be the ones making a lot of noise along with us, the farmers.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A man with an edge weapon attacked passengers inside a San Francisco International Airport terminal, leaving three with cuts and scrapes. The travelers were in the pre-check area when they were attacked. Police officers arrived and arrested a man whose name wasn't immediately released. It is not clear what the motive for the attack was. The president is discussing the state of the economy.
President Biden sat down with the Associated Press on Thursday to discuss the state of the economy, as well as his concerns about the national mood. Biden blamed gas prices for the nation's economic pessimism. He said before prices started rising that, quote, things were much more optimistic, unquote.
From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Victor Pohl.
This is USA Radio News. British health officials reported another 50 cases of monkeypox across the country for a total of 574 cases. That makes the UK's outbreak the biggest to date beyond Africa. Globally, more than 30 countries have reported 1,880 infections in countries that don't typically report monkeypox, with 85% of cases in Europe. No deaths have been reported. Speaker Nancy Pelosi was asked about pro-life centers being under attack.
As pro-life centers are being attacked and damaged throughout the United States, many are blaming Democrat activists for the violence. Speaker Nancy Pelosi was asked Thursday why she has not condemned the violence.
A woman has a right to choose, to live up to her responsibility.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Amy LaBelle is here. Doug Steffen with Amy and the story of her rags to riches. I guess probably it isn't because she was a lawyer before, but it sounds more dramatic, Amy, if I put it, this story of a woman who started with nothing and has now this big winery. Well, you kind of did start with nothing, right?
I did. I mean, let me tell you, there were some lean years. College and law school were lean, and there were definitely times when we could say it was rags to riches, for sure.
Yeah, right. So the way you construct your day, I was just thinking, with those of us who do have, with me, my farm is a labor of love. It's, you know, my business is the radio business, but my farm, my vocation is radio. My avocation is the farm. I've been around cows all my life. So it's just natural for me to want to have this in my life. With you, you came upon it a little bit later, but you have a number of things because of the number of restaurants that you have, the fact that you have to be able to make sure the quality of the wine, the production of the wine is consistent. There's so many things to develop here. How do you find the restaurants in Amherst, New Hampshire, Portsmouth, New Hampshire, Derry, New Hampshire? How do you work your days?
Oh, well, every day is different for me. Every hour is different for me. I have to kind of block, you know, chunk my days, you know, into manageable sections of work. Mm-hmm. But I also have a really, really great team. And of course, as my company has grown, so is my team and the people I have to rely on in order to get all this done, right? And I'm just really grateful to have grapes to see from beginning to end, you know, that we just had bud break, which for us in the grape world is that beginning unfurling of the leaves. And we've got those beginning little baby grapes coming, soon in the next week or two. And then, you know, I'll see those all the way to the fall when we harvest and begin the winemaking process. And every winemaker wants to control her grapes at some point, you know. Buying beautiful grapes from other farms is a wonderful thing, but I'm just so grateful that I have the opportunity to nurture those grapes with my team and watch them get through the whole process and then become a beautiful bottle of wine for you and your family. It's such a blessing.
So you are gratefully grateful, then, one might say, if one was to be corny.
Absolutely. Gratefully. Right. I like it. Yeah. I like
it. You can steal that. It's okay. So now, in terms of what goes on, you have other product. Because, I guess, of your love for cooking, you've got the wine that sort of stands on its own. But then somehow you were motivated to start a restaurant, which incorporated, obviously, the wine that you have, that you've made yourself, and then other things. So you got three restaurants. Is this sort of a regional thing? Can this become a national thing? Where does that go?
Well, you know, that's kind of the dot, dot, dot. We'll see what happens, right? It's, you know, I've got more energy in me to keep building this brand. Mm-hmm. I think what we've created is special and different, and we always have had this focus on creating a place for the community to gather. So that's why there's an event center and a restaurant, and we do tons and tons of cooking classes and wine classes, and we let other people from the community come in and teach yoga classes in the vineyards and all kinds of awesome stuff to just bring our community together and put people in a position where they can make community connections, they can learn from us, learn from one another, and then hopefully they go back home and they create the recipes that we've taught them, or, you know, enjoy wine in the way that we've educated them on wine, and they can put a smile on their face and think of LaBelle Winery as a place that provided that great memory for them, you know. So that's been incredibly important to us. And one of the ways that we kind of are connecting community with the land and with the farm, well, there are two really, but one is that we also grow a lot of our own produce and herbs and garnishes for the restaurants right on property. So you'll often be at LaBelle and see a chef kind of dashing out the kitchen door to get some basil for this or that, or, you know, warm tomatoes off the tomato plants for your salad. Sometimes you'll get a salad and it'll still be warm from the sun, you know. It's a special, special place because of all these little details that we put into our love of what we do. The other way we get the community involved is that we have a vineyard club at LaBelle, so you can sponsor a vine in the vineyard and it becomes your vine and you get your name on it and people come and take pictures with their vine. It's building quite a beautiful community of people who are Vineyard Club members. And we've got about 150, 200 members now, and they are invited to harvest. And so these special people who own in quotation marks, a vine in my vineyard are invited to harvest. They come, you know, 6:30 in the morning on a Saturday or a Sunday come harvest time. And we all gather 150 people or so. And we go out for 2-3 hours. We harvest everything in the field and we get that in so that I can begin the winemaking process. And then we all sit down to a giant, family style brunch, and we enjoy the wine with that brunch that we picked the year prior.
Really?
So this sense of community at that event is spectacular. Mm-hmm. I've really never experienced anything like it. It's really quite a day.
Well, I think people are yearning now, maybe as we've come out of the pandemic, people want to spread their wings. They want to travel. They want to see. And so one would wonder, in your particular case, or event, this is like, you know, some people call it agritourism, event destinations, whatever. I have things going on my farm that bring people connected to ice cream, connected to the cows, connected to the other animals that are there. And I wonder, in terms of where we are right now, the craziness in the world, what the ancillary cost of doing. We all know when we go to the store and buy things, or we go to the farm and get produce, it's getting expensive. So how does that reflect on what you can do to have a profitable business?
Well, it's tricky. It's getting really, really tricky to run a profitable business that can still, you know, take care of my employees and my community.
Right.
We have two interesting pressures on us right now that we did not have pre-pandemic. One is this rising cost, as you mentioned, So, you know, food costs, grape costs, cost of goods is just going through the roof. Trucking to get things to me is going through the roof.
Yeah.
So we've got that cost pressure, but we also have the employment pressure. Finding enough employees to be open full-time has not happened since pre-pandemic. So we are not open full-time in any of my properties, which is really, really disappointing. And then the cost of labor is rising too. So, you know, we're having to pay people more and more and more. So our, you know, products are getting more expensive so that we can pay for that. So it's been a really interesting time. You know, we had the pandemic and we fought like crazy to get through that and make it through that terrible time for our hospitality business. But now we've got this post-pandemic, Adam, we say it's kind of like the second pandemic of, you know, not enough employees, costs going crazy, and how we're going to make it through that. So we feel like we're now kind of in battle number two. So it's been a really challenging time. We're having to get very creative and change the way we do things in order to continue to provide the quality that we are known for. And so it's a challenge for sure, and it's very, very difficult.
I think you're right. Help-wise, you got to wonder where all the help has gone. You know, all that frustration, what America is known for, is people like you coming up with business ideas and making them work. But are we short-circuiting that by the realities of what's going on, not only here in our country, but around the globe? Continuing a conversation in a few moments with Amy LaBelle from LaBelle Winery. Check out her website, labellewinery.com. I'm going to tell you which restaurant to come meet you at so I can get a great experience. We should do one of those. Didn't they used to have, like traveling, you could do blind restaurants. You know, they start at one and not know where the next one is. Just have kind of a Saturday night of going from restaurant to restaurant. There's an idea. All right, Amy, hold on a second. I'm going to do a couple of things here, including remind folks about how to make sure that the weight that you've lost through this past season, everybody gained lots of weight during the pandemic. We did. So now how are we shaking it off? Many people have gone on good exercise programs, weight loss programs, diets, whatever. And that's all well and good, but when you get to the end of that, then how do you keep the weight off? That's where Calitrin comes in. Calitrin can help and has with millions of people in the past 25 years to create an atmosphere that's all natural. Very simple formula, actually, put together by a doctor and his nurse, who is, I think, became his wife. Calitrin, the whole story about the family and how this was all put together, what the ingredients are, the success stories. You can talk to a consultant. You can really, really learn a lot about your body. Three ways to take Calitrin: the powder, the capsule, the liquid. All of them available right now at toploss.com. And when you check out, use the DJV code, the discount code DJV. Get free shipping and access to things like the current deal. Buy three and get three free. That's the way you enhance your own ability to feel good about yourself and all the work you've done. Lose that weight, and then support yourself by keeping it off with the all-natural Calitrin. Available now at toploss.com.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Too often, we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps recruit depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park. And I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk. And it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language. Get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know. And it's then that our character is refined and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
With Amy LaBelle, I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. So in terms of the way you want people to know about the opportunities, whether it's job-wise, it just, I'm with you. I'm finding it very frustrating to find anybody that will come and stay, and you're paying a lot more, and you know, at the end of the day, what are you getting? How much government involvement, all of us in business, I wish we didn't have to worry about the government, but it's the government, the government, the government. How much of that is either supportive or a problem for you?
It's always tricky when you're in the alcohol business, especially. So I've got kind of normal business regulations always piling up on us. But in addition, we have the layer of the TTB, which is the government arm that oversees alcohol production. And then I have a state government that oversees alcohol production. So, chiefly existing to collect their taxes, I suppose. There are also, the regulations that sometimes conflict between state and federal, and that's something that's really hard to keep track of. So that just bit us recently. We had a tricky situation where we had some youth labor problems where our state law allows us to have youth employed until 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. So we were following that, not realizing that the federal law says 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. So we had a sticky situation with that because we just didn't know. And it's, you know, that's no excuse. I get it. But keeping all these regulations.
Yeah, there is an excuse. There's way too much. Maybe you could come to a compromise, keep until 8.
No, then they'll throw me in the slammer for that. It's really tricky to keep this all under control as well as run your business.
It sure is. Well, my hat's off to you, and I look forward to spending some time up there. I'm going to come up, and I'm not a wine drinker, as you know, that you're going to send me some nice stuff, and I appreciate that. I think, though, that I'm more interested in your ability to run this business and to make it a success, an inspiration for people who are in the same circumstance, and that's what I try to do here with the time we have every week on the American Family Farmer. So congratulations, Amy. Again, thanks for being here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Viruses, malware, ransomware, and spyware. Sounds scary? It is. But you can protect your home network with TP-Link Home Care. This is a software suite that's free with the TP-Link Wi-Fi router. And it includes Antivirus Plus with intrusion prevention. So what is intrusion prevention? We asked Jens Hennings from TP-Link.
It has intrusion prevention that fixes any vulnerabilities that it sees in the network. Any kind of malware threat that's coming, it's going to block that. It'll also block malicious sites. And it'll instantly quarantine any devices that may have become infected. Let's say you're out and about. As soon as you connect to the network, it'll scan your device and it'll quarantine that device.
Check out TP-Link Home Care at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown. You got him on his feet with handshake money.
53 after the hour now on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. With a reminder about all the information you can have by listening to our podcast. If you don't have the time to listen to the whole program, or you're wondering, what's he talking about? Or what did he talk about a year ago at this time, or 2 years ago, or 4 years ago? You can go into our archives at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and find all of our podcasts. The most recent one focusing on prices for cows and how the price is going up. The price of milk is going up at the wholesale level. Price of beef is going up. A lot of farmers are selling out because they're getting high prices for their cattle. The grilling season has begun. We're talking about that as well, what that does to the market, price for beef. We've also put a warning out about avian flu and how that's on the rise and maybe a problem for the next month or so. Figure out how you can get around that. We have our discussion about farmers and customers. That's pretty much an ongoing conversation, frankly. You can get a lot of the input suggestions. The reason we do this program is to give people an idea of what they can be doing on their farm to survive, to help life be better on the farm. So check out, if you care to, the older podcasts. They're all free at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm thinking here, this is my part of the program when I think about issues. And I was thinking about a scenario that you might relate to. Farmer looking forward to the summer and the fall and the winter when things are a little slower. I know most of our plowing is done. Most of the planting is done now. At least, it depends on what you're doing. If you're doing crops, you probably plant until the 4th of July, hoping that you won't have to encounter a frost early. So that's one thing. And then, thinking about the summer, how farmers work 7 days a week during the spring, the summer, and the fall. Sometimes, if you're a dairy guy, you work 7 days a week around the year, around the clock. And so I was trying to put into perspective this in terms of my own well-being and passing along to you what I'm thinking about, because the stress of not taking care of yourself, and it depends on how you eat, how you sleep. I mean, there are a whole bunch of things that come into whether you have any money or not. This is a time when there's been the squeeze on farmers is untenable. To me, we have not well invested in farmer training, in the process. There are a lot of farms that have become completely computerized. I'm not sure I hold with that, but I do think that we need to be conscious more than ever of our own physical and mental well-being. That we don't live forever. Farmers who are frustrated with the reality of what they're dealing with have committed suicide in rates that are they're comparable to soldiers coming back from the war with PTSD. It's a problem, and there isn't as much money as there ought to be. It kind of reminds me of the discussion that we often have of people and their worth, like teachers don't get paid enough. Well, farmers, for the most part, don't get paid enough either. I'm talking about the people that listen to this program for whom it is produced. That is the American family farmer, the small farmer. Maybe you got 3 or 4 acres, maybe you got 300 or 400 acres. We're not talking about people for the most part that have 4, 5, 6,000 acres or more. That's agribusiness. That's not farming. And so, I mean, farming is a business, but it also is something that we put our heart and soul into it. So if you're feeling at this point, and this is fairly early in the season, that you need time, don't let your own time run out. Maybe you squeeze in free time somehow or other. I know a guy who's a cattle dealer whose wife has been on him for 45 years to take Sundays off, and he never did it until this year. And I called him a month or so ago on Sunday, and his wife yelled at me because I was calling on Sunday. I didn't know I wasn't supposed to call on Sunday, but I'll never call him again on Sunday. Now, there are a lot of people, you see ads in the trades, for things. I'm buying cows or buying hay or something, and it says, call this number, but no calls on Sunday. That's probably a good thing to hold on to. So my advice to the weary farmer is to give yourselves a break, right? Men, women, as you can. I know it's easier said than done sometimes, but try to arrange it so you can. It'll be much better for you. Those are my thoughts. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.